Country Club FM.
There you go. That might be the sound effect of the Gophers' NCAA basketball hopes if they were to lose today against Penn State.
Yeah, they got to get that done.
It is the Almanac brought to you by Upholstery Industries. Are you looking around, maybe around your house, and you know, if you have a couch, or as used to call it in the old days from the old country, a Davenport, and it has a tear in the upholstery, don't throw it out.
Oh.
Just get that cushion fixed. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries, the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest, because they can craft thousands of items, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries, online, upholsteryindustries.com, upholsteryindustries.com. Today's Almanac, Thursday, March 14th, 73rd day of the year, 292 days left to go this year. 1794, one of the big inventions. This invention may be one of the biggest.
Things were rotten in the land of cotton until Whitney made the cotton gin. Now old times there will soon be forgotten, for it did the work of 100 men.
Mother necessity, where would we be?
Did the work of 100 men. What did those 100 men then, or the 99 men, because there still needed to be one man to actually run the crank on the on the cotton gin. What do those other 99 guys then go and do?
They had forced early retirement.
So 1794 was the cotton gin. 1914, speaking of another great inventor, Henry Ford announced his new continuous motion method to assemble cars. We, of course, grew to know it as the assembly line. Now this, you know, the whole 100 men doing the work, the cotton gin, this process decreased the time to make a car from 12 and a half hours to 93 minutes. Seems like an improvement.
Yep.
More cars means
more
efficient. Money.
Yep.
Means more crashes, more hitchhikers.
Well, that too.
All those things. Mm-hmm. Nine more car washes. 1923, Warren G. Harding. You don't remember much about Harding.
No.
We didn't have the Harding Doctrine, did we not? I don't remember a Harding Doctrine.
No.
Isn't St. Paul Harding named after him?
I think it is.
But Harding, he's famous because he became the first president to pay taxes and account for his income.
Well,
before
good for
that,
him.
They didn't claim their income. We didn't know. And they didn't pay any taxes. As a good American, they should be paying a tax, you know, somehow, some way.
They should be
some
proud.
Kind of a tax.
Proud to pay their tax like we are.
1950, the first of the FBI's most wanted lists, the 10 most wanted. First time they'd ever published one of these. And I looked on the list. I thought there might be some real creative names like One Eye Tommy or Minnie the Moocher.
Right.
Or there was none of that. It was none of that.
Yeah.
So that was 1950. 1958, here is the Recording Industry Association of America's first gold record.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Perry Como has now made it.
For love may
it's about time. So the RIAA was created on this date. And it, of course, that's the one that certifies gold records, platinum records, all that good stuff. Catch a Falling Star was the first gold record.
Sales of 500,000?
Yes.
Is what that means.
1964.
Deliberated 2 hours and 25 minutes. Penalty for Jack Ruby. Death in the electric chair. The jury of 8 men, 4 women. He has been assessed the maximum penalty. He has been found guilty of murder with malice and has been sentenced to death.
2 hours and 28 minutes. Chair.
That was a long deliberation.
Wow. I mean, I was trying to figure out what his lawyer's defense was. That
what
he
were
didn't
they
do
deliberating
it.
About? It was all on tape.
Let's see. We had a
it
lot
was
of,
caught on tape.
Yeah, it was hard to deny.
Ruby
that he
was,
didn't do it.
He was never. He was never killed, or
no, he never went to the uncle's.
No, he never went to
Sparky.
Old Sparky because he actually died of cancer while waiting for a new trial. Actually. 1964, 1973. Remember John McCain? We just lost him within the last year.
Right.
The future U.S. Senator John McCain on this date in 1973 had spent over 5 years in the Hanoi Hilton. He had been shot down. He was a pilot, and he was shot down and was in a North Vietnamese prisoner of war camp. He was released on this date.
I'll bet you the Hanoi Hilton was a little different than like the Minneapolis Hilton.
Actually, well, they had a better continental breakfast, though.
Well, I should have known.
So, 76, Bill Shoemaker, the great jockey, some called him Willie.
Yeah.
He won his 7,000th race. I mean, at that point in time, you don't even know what it's like to lose.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's him. Willie Shoemaker and Eddie R. Carroll. They were always the answer to Trivial Pursuit.
I've heard that,
any,
yes.
Any horse racing question, it was one of them, too.
In 81, Eric Clapton was here. I believe he was performing at the St. Paul Civic Center, but he had to go to United Hospital in St. Paul because he had a serious attack of bleeding ulcers.
Right.
The good news is, not only is he slow hand, he's also a slow bleeder, so they were able to catch it in time.
Well, then he rehabbed up around the Brainerd Lakes area.
But and, if you're going to rehab anywhere,
that would
where
be
Tom Cruise goes.
And then he came back, and when he started his next tour, he started it at Met Center.
Well, that's where it should be.
And started it here in Minnesota because he said, you guys took such good care of me.
Well,
I feel great, and I'm here, and I was at that show.
Coming to Minnesota will give you ulcers.
Mm.
When you're Eric Clapton. 2010.
Death to report tonight. The handsome face, the smooth voice, the versatile actor, Peter Graves. Mm. For at least a generation, he'll be remembered as Jim Phelps, a secret agent battling
Peter Graves died on this date. He and his buddy and brother, Jim Arness, James Arness, they
both
were born
pretty
here.
Well.
They were born here.
Yeah, both went to, I think it was... Was it Roosevelt or one of the Minneapolis West or something?
Now, Peter Graves changed his name to Graves so he wouldn't have to live under in the shadow of his brother, Marshall Dillon. So he was 83 on this. They, of course, loved him in the airplane movies.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You ever seen a grown man naked? Ever been to a Turkish prison? Was it Billy or Tommy?
Tommy, I think.
Tommy.
Do you like gladiator movies?
And then in 2016...
The NFL is now admitting that they buy into new research showing a connection between the kinds of hits to the head football players take and CTE, but they have a lot of questions about exactly how strong the link is.
That was 3 years ago, 2016, that they did that. That's kind of a big admission.
Huge.
For the NFL. Remember that movie with Will Smith had come out called entitled Concussion? That was 2016, and this happened last year in the news. This is remarkable.
They were born with the same DNA, but after one of them spent a year in space, things have changed. NASA's twin study is giving researchers insight into how space travel affects the body. Astronaut Scott Kelly spent 340 days aboard the International Space Station, which is twice as long as astronauts usually spend up there.
He looks a lot like Phil Collins. So the astronaut Scott Kelly is no longer identical to his twin brother after that 1 year in space. 7% of his genes were altered by being in space. That's remarkable.
That is.
That is crazy. It's insane. And that's your this date in history. Now, birthdays.
Some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Michael Caine, didn't we just mention him yesterday? Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes,
there he is as Alfred in one of the Batman movies with Christian Bale. He
Very
was
good.
In all three of those: The Dark Knight Rises, Dark Knight, Batman Begins. We mentioned
Austin Powers, Goldmember.
Well, yeah, he was Austin Powers' father. He was actually also Dr. Evil's father.
Yes,
remember that?
As it worked
that was
out.
A revelation. So Michael Caine, great actor. He is 86 today.
Cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night.
I think the slide whistle would be good for this one too, but it's out of my reach now. And maybe that's good for all of us. Quincy Jones, 86. That's George Benson, but that's a song that Quincy Jones produced for George Benson. Great producer, composer. He did the USA for Africa. He did a lot of Michael Jackson stuff.
We Are the World. Didn't he do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said. USA
for Africa.
For Africa. I said the other. You say USA for Africa. You say We Are the World. They're the same thing.
Same thing.
One in the same. One's the song. The other is kind of the group and the organization they put together to raise funds.
Did good.
Why all these lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by?
So Michael Martin Murphy, happy birthday today.
So what's the glory?
Call him the Cosmic Cowboy if you'd like. Wildfire. It's kind of started on the pop with Wildfire. And
yeah.
Then on the pop side, this was a big pop hit originally done by England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Spoiler alert. Fave five artists for next week.
How handy is that? That'll be your top five. Martin Murphy is the big 7-4 today. Let's enjoy some flute. I bet you Walter Parizader could play the slide whistle, because I don't think there's an instrument he can't play. Woodwind, it doesn't matter. Woodwind, horn, flute. There he is on Color My World.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Parizader from Chicago. How old is he? He's 74. Happy birthday today to him.
Baba, you look marvelous. Absolutely marvelous, eh?
Billy Crystal, 71 today.
It's dazzling. It's like going to Cartier, looking at the diamond thing, and knowing you can't buy it, and that's what this is. You are fantastic. You look marvelous.
71 for Billy Crystal. Talented stand-up.
Super talented.
Talented character. He was only on Saturday Night Live 1 year, and he's still one of my favorite SNL performers.
Without question.
Of all time. At 71 today.
I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms, I began to cluck. Look at me, I'm the disco nun.
This came out in 76, Neil. Is that the year you graduated from high school? Is this your class song?
Yeah. I went to prom as the disco duck.
You
controversial.
Yeah. Rick Dees, the DJ.
I graduated in 77, though.
Okay, 76, that would have been your senior year,
right,
though.
Right,
would still have been probably
all
getting
up.
Played by the local DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Dees, every DJ's dream is to go national, and he did.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He did the top 40 thing. He did Solid Gold. He was a host of that. His real name is Rigdon. Rigdon Dees. He changed
really?
That to Rick. That was probably a good thing.
That was a good move.
So he is 69. 40 today for the guy they called Oz.
Everything I did was just a bore.
Just a bore.
Everywhere I went, seems I've been there before.
If you're familiar with the American Pie movies, he was Oz. He was the guy who left his lacrosse game to go sing.
In so many ways.
I give that movie, American Pie, the credit for the rise, the explosion of lacrosse in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Chris Klein is 40. He's also just recently in this current season playing a bad guy on The Flash.
Oh,
he's
okay.
40 today, yeah. Here's an earworm for you. This will be in your head all day. And we don't apologize for it either.
No.
It's Mbop. They had 2 top 10 hits. This was a monster number 1. The group is Hanson. Do you have a guess of maybe which of the Hanson boys is celebrating today? Do you have a care to guess here?
I don't really know any of their names.
Taylor Hanson. Okay. I think he's the middle one. 36 today for Mbop. And then who do we got? Johnny Cash, you're off cue. Steph Curry, 31. Simone Biles, 22. A couple of great athletes.
Okay. Now we're into the gone but not forgotten category. And we're going to start with, we don't have a first lady today, but we have the first lady dentist in the United States. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Earning her degree in 1866, Lucy Hobbs Taylor.
She was a master of the dental mallet.
Right.
Especially,
she
I guess.
She perfected it.
I bet she loved doing that to her ex-husband.
Come on in. Sit down. Now, railroad engineer. There really was a Casey Jones.
Casey Jones. Orders in his hand. Casey Jones. Leaning out the window. Taking a trip to the promised.
He saved lives. He was a hero.
He was. He definitely was. And went down in a fiery crash. And he's not the one that we had lunch with. That was a different Casey Jones. Altogether, that really wasn't Casey Jones. 1863. Albert Einstein. He developed the theory of relativity. And if you're a smart guy, you're referred to as an Einstein.
Equals MC squared.
Right, yeah. 1879. What about Les Brown and his band of renown? Is it plural? Is it his band of renowns?
No, just renown.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Make it plural?
No, I said renown, but then I thought maybe, do you ever hear it as band of renowns?
Never.
No. That's Les Brown. Did some work with Frank Sinatra, of course, and many, many others. 1912. He was the patriarch of the Petty family. NASCAR pioneer Lee Petty 1914. From the group The Weavers, here's Lee Hayes.
I'd hammer in the morning.
That was a mallet.
I'd hammer in the evening. All over this town.
That's the song that Lucy Hobbs Taylor would
right.
play.
Put in the background.
She's using the dental mallet.
Whacking away. Lee Hayes was that guy, 1914. He's the guy who gave us the character Dobie Gillis, Max Schulman, 1919. And the guy who gave us Dennis the Menace was cartoonist Hank, no relation to Hal Ketchum, born on this day, 1920. Two more, Basketball Hall of Fame coach Don Haskins, born on this day, 1930. Speaking of El Paso, he coached at UTEP. Prior to that, it was Texas Western.
Did he know Felina?
He might have. He might have. And then he started, for the first time in history, an all-African-American starting five against Adolph Rupp's all-white Kentucky Giant Wildcat team and beat him in the 66 NCAA men's basketball tournament. It was quite the accomplishment, and it really changed basketball.
Interesting, that was against a man named Adolph.
Right, yeah, no doubt. Hmm. And baseball Hall of Famers near and dear to all of our hearts, Kirby Puckett.
Deep left center from Mitchell, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Chills, still chills.
A little fist pump from
Some
Kirby.
18 years later.
Rounding the bases. Oh, that was special. He gave us many a special moment. We lost him way too early. And Kirby Puckett was born on this day in 1960, died when he was only 45. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
We just passed the anniversary of his death, 2006. It was early March 2006. I think March 6th was the day that he had passed away. There you go. Today's Almanac in the Books, a presentation of Upholstery Industries. Would you like to start this next Bobathon here? It's the one for the day today for your Thursday, March 14th, 1-4. Ronnie Millsap, Smoky Mountain Rain. Garth Brooks, Papa Loved Mama, or Montgomery Gentry, Gone.
We don't have a pie song we can start it with. Let's go Montgomery Gentry today.
Burgers and pie, five, that, pie, pie. We could play that one.
We should probably.
We probably should play that one.
Little
burgers and fries.
Pie day.
Here's the Bobathon. Get on out.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM.